You're listening to the New Music Show, playing new releases from around the UK.
Hi, welcome to the New Music Show. I'm here with Pete Wheeler. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
We're both Pete's.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the Double Pete Show.
Yeah, it's really good. Thanks very much for coming on the show. You're the main booker for Ready Pop Festival.
That's great.
But before we talk about the festival, I just wanted to talk a bit about yourself and what got you into DJing, and also you play Glastonbury as well, I think. Yes,
that's right. Yeah. So starting with the DJing, I started DJing. I got decks just over 20 years ago. I was very inspired by people like the Avalanches, David Holmes, and Andy Smith, and people who were basically just mixing up lots of different genres, and not just sticking to one. And then that you had your too many DJs and this kind of explosion of all that kind of music. So I got into it kind of quite the right time when it became quite popular for people to have those kind of DJs. So by about 2005, I was able to actually like kind of turn that into my day job. I was getting enough bookings to be able to do that. But my kind of love of music spread across the board. So I was, as well as doing my DJ sets, I was also started up a little record label with a mate. Didn't actually achieve anything from it. It bombed, but that then also turned into putting on shows, because the launch party for releases would then be me putting on live acts. And I did that at the Lock Tavern and more importantly the Oakford, which is where I then started actually doing promoting. And I had like a monthly slot where I could put on a free act that I liked that didn't cost too much, that was fairly new, and start promoting gigs. So I had people at everything and the Temper Trap playing Sunday nights at the Oakford, free entry, because they were up for that. And so that then sort of like then got me very much into putting on the live gigs as well as the DJing. And then eventually that then turned into to club promoting with a good friend of mine, Chris Wells. And we started up Skimp Mondays. Well, we inherited Skimp Mondays, but turned it into a regular thing in Reading, where we were able to bring DJ sets and even live sets from people like Subtract and Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs back in the kind of late noughties. And then that then turned into Cubes, which was a big night, club night that we did monthly at Sub 89. And again, we had people at Disclosure and Duke Dumont and all these kind of names that we managed to get at the right time, as well as plenty of people that, you know, didn't quite pull the same number of people. You know, like every promoter, we had our ups and downs, but that was very much kind of where I was for a lot of time. And then eventually I got to a point where the club nights were doing really, really well on their own. I wanted to go into something a bit different. And that's when I then started speaking to the Ready Pop guys to see whether or not there might be some opportunity there for us to work together. And because I was very passionate about bringing a lot of good acts to Reading, and they clearly wanted to do the same thing and had a fantastic site. And also what the charity were doing was brilliant. So I very much wanted to be involved in that. And that came about in about 2017.
Okay, well let's just, before we get onto that, let's just talk about Twin Sun. So how did Twin Sun come about, and playing at Glastonbury, because that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, so Glastonbury started quite a while ago, because when I was DJing full-time, I was a resident for a couple of nights. So first of all, actually, my first one was because of the Oakford Social Club, because I was DJing regularly for them and doing some DJ sets at the Lock Tavern. There was a time when the Lock Tavern ran their own tent, and they wanted all of the different venues associated with, it's called 580 or Adventures in the Beetroot Field, people might remember them as, and they were booking all of the DJs for there, and I got the opportunity to represent the Oakford and do a DJ set there, which was for me an absolute dream come true. So that was, I think, 2007. And it's just absolutely incredible to be able to play the tunes that I loved in here at Glastonbury after so many years of being a punter there. And then that also continued to other residencies like Button Down Disco, which is at Coco, that I was a regular DJ for, and played there. But Twin Sun is something which very much a meeting of two minds, as in myself and Jamie Wilcox, at a particular time, really, which was It's about 2015, I think, where he had stopped being a part of Pure Reason Revolution. He was a guitarist and one of the songwriters and singers. And, you know, he wasn't doing so much of that, but he loved his disco. He loved his electronic music, and as did I. And I loved, you know, sort of putting together disco edits for sets that I was doing, like kind of taking things. So I'd been doing things with friends of mine, doing like taking like Pixies' Monkey's Gone to Heaven and turning it into like a disco remix and things like that. And yeah, that's something that I've been doing. That's available, yes. It's under the name Mini Groove 45. It was myself and a lovely guy called Guy that I made. And then, so I've been doing that sort of thing. Jamie had been making these incredible edits himself on his own of people like Hall & Oates and Peter Gabriel. Just had this incredible ability in the studio to make it sound like he was working with stems, like individual parts of tracks, when actually it was just from the original track. So we got chatting and did some little DJ sets together. And then eventually just decided... after we did an edit of Sufjan Stevens and an edit of Can, and the Sufjan Stevens one got on Radio 1 through Rob DeBank, and we just kind of realized that we have a hell of a lot in common, and we love both, you know, songwriting and putting together disco edits. So it felt like the right thing to do, to combine our forces and use his wonderful studio upstairs in the Oakford, and start making that a combination of both music of our own and also continue these kind of remixes. And that did culminate in us getting to play live at Glastonbury as a band with Alex Woodward, who's now in Black Honey, and Jen Stearns, who is in Saltwater Sun.
Yeah.
And that was an absolute dream come true. That's in 2017. And yeah, I mean, that's going to be a hard one to top. I'm not going to lie. So that was very much this amazing thing that came about from what we were able to do with incredible local singers and drummers like Alex, but also Claire Morgan, also a massive part of our live setup. When we were playing, or not your and like I said, it of Can that we made of the track I Want More, and it actually got picked up by Greg Wilson, who pretty much invented the disco edit back in like the 80s and 90s. And then he picked it up and put it in his top 10 of the year. So we got all this attention for something that we'd had a bit of fun with. But you know, there is something in it. Obviously, it's easier to mix as a DJ when it's made into an edit, but you can also take different parts of the tracks and do something different with it. So with the Can edit, we actually don't go into the big instrumental kind of bit until right at the end. So we turn it into a crescendo. So we actually like restructure the track to make it like it would be, you know, you would with a dance track. So we kind of changed it up, as well as using, you know, the original, and hopefully still stayed faithful enough that original fans of Can don't hate us, which is a possibility. Yeah. But you know, it's the way it goes. We got a lot of hate for the Pixies edit that we did from NME at the time, but I didn't care, because it's like not always going to be for everyone, you know. And that's fine. So you know.
And it gets noticed. I'm not saying to be controversial to get noticed, but it gets noticed, and it, you know, you can stand out as well. So that I had no idea all that. So that's fantastic. Thank you. And no problem. So we're now in sort of 2017, and then did you speak to Gavin in at Ready Pop and say, look, can I take over the booking? Because there was a guy, Russ did it when it used to be called Caversham Festival a long time ago.
Russ and Loz, were both, Loz was particularly involved and did a great deal of work and did a brilliant job of building the festival. It was literally just a case of the timing. I'd reached a point where the club nights have been running, could pretty much run themselves. We were working with other people. We'd sold different parts of various club nights that we've been putting on. And so, you know, so I needed I wanted a new challenge, really. And I spoke to Gavin and they did want to, you know, try a different approach on it and thought I could give it a go. And I sort of combined the contacts that I've made and kind of the ideas that I had for what I thought people would like. And used a rather small budget, but stretched it as far as I could. And you know, luckily it has kind of built, and most importantly, there's an absolutely amazing team at Ready Pop that have helped to make that happen and make the festival what it is. So I'm absolutely proud of this to be part of that team.
Yeah, it's amazing. And for those not in Reading but listening to the show, it's Ready Pop is a Reading-based charity, and it's quite diverse as well. It's not just about bands. You know, you've got it's all sorts of projects that go into real hard-to-reach places and help people of all ages, really, of all abilities. And it's been going along. It's been going probably, I was going to say, about 20 years. I don't know.
It's over 20 years, yeah. Now yeah. I think it's about 23 years, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's great. So tell us a bit about the festival and how do you shape the lineup? Because I know we've had a quiet few years with horrible
pandemic. That's exactly it. Yeah. Well, I mean, the great thing is that, I mean, thanks to the Arts Council funding that Ready Pop got, we have managed to do an event, at least one event each year for the last few years. They've just been a little bit different. So we had the virtual festival in 2020, where we got a lot of acts that had either played for us before, like Musical Youth. And then Beardy Man, who'd headlined the first ever Ready Pop Festival.
Yeah.
And then we also got, like, you know, acts that were going to be performing for us in 2020 that couldn't. So Nigel Clark from Dodgy and Freya Beer and Badly Drawn Boy, who played a really, really good set and showed, I think, how fantastic he is going to be when he does eventually get to headline 2022.
Well, let's play some music then. Who should we play first from the lineup for this year? Should we play a bit of Badly Drawn
Boy? Do you know what? It's almost like it's on cue. Go on, let's do it. Let's do a bit of Badly Drawn Boy. I think Once Around the Block, it's a bit of a banger, isn't it?
Yeah, let's have a listen. that. So that was Badly Drawn Boy. I'm here with Pete Wheeler. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Hello. Very good.
Thank you. We're talking about the lineup of Ready Pop 22. So how did you sort of put the shape together of who you wanted to play? Were there people that you wanted to play, or did you have sort of a mix of national and local bands or acts?
Yeah, I mean, for this one, it was particularly unique because obviously we had actually put together an entire lineup for the 2020 festival before it had to be rescheduled. So, you know, that involved a combination of contracts and a combination of, you know, things that have been announced, things that hadn't been announced, yeah, and deciding what we were going to do with that. And the second stage of Ready Pop's kind of recovery was to have two events last summer, which were funded by the Arts Council, where in lieu of the actual festival house. So the first of the events was at Phantom Brewery, in mid-July, on the same weekend that the festival was meant to happen. And we were able to put on Showhawk Duo, who had headlined the 2016 festival alongside Beardy Man.
Yeah.
And alongside that, we also had Sink Your Teeth, who are fantastic, sort of electro post-punk band that were meant to be playing in 2020. And a fantastic local support lineup to that. And it was really, really well received.
Yeah.
And then later in the summer, we had Ready Pop Fiesta at Reading University, which was quite a large event, not massively attended, but I'm sure you can understand with the situation that we were in.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually designed to be well attended. It was designed to be a thank you to the existing ticket holders, because we'd already sold 1,500 tickets to the 2020 festival. And so we invited all of those people to come, and then also the friends and close people to the charity itself, as well as a limited number of day tickets for people to be able to come along to that. And for that, we had people like Morcheeba, Utah Saints, Hannah Williams and the Affirmations, Freya Beer, lots of people that we had originally booked to play 2020. We actually put on at that event instead, along with some other fantastic new acts and local acts.
Yeah.
So what it meant coming into 2022 is that there were certain acts that we didn't plan to continue having at this festival in the lineup, because we'd already given them a set over that at one of the events in 2021. And we also knew, we were very conscious that we had to have a third headliner, because we already had Sugar Hill Gang and Badly Drawn Boy reconfirmed. We were very, very keen and insistent that it was a female-fronted headliner, but also that it was a damn good one. And so we ended up booking Morcheeba, which we were extremely happy about. And the response to that has been brilliant, because they are one of those acts that I think from that kind of late 90s, early noughties era, people like 07 and Air. And, you know, they very much sort of stayed, but more importantly, they're still an excellent live band. Yeah. And so, you know, we were really happy that they were able to do it. And, really excited to have them as one of the headliners, as well as retaining a lot of the acts that we did have, but also adding to that some fantastic local acts. And that's something that we're in the process of now, is pulling the rest of the lineup together.
Right.
Some more national acts as well. We've got the vast majority of people there, and we're very keen to keep the variety that we're known for. Go big, because it's the fifth birthday, finally happening on the seventh birthday. It's we're really happy with it, but we've still got hopefully a few extra tricks up our sleeve for the full lineup that we'll announce probably in mid to late March.
Oh, brilliant. Will you come back on the show as well? Tell us.
With pleasure. Absolutely. Yeah,
fantastic.
You know, I like a chat. No problem.
Yeah, definitely. And also this year, you've got, I just feel like there's more collaboration with BBC Introducing. That's deliberate? Right. Yeah, is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the team there now, Alex and Nikki, are really, really passionate about new music and about the local music. And they really want to be a part of that. And that's something that we're embracing as well, working very closely. Things like the recent Ready Pop meetups that I know you were also at. And, you know, and I think it's a really lovely collaboration to have, because we've all got the same objectives really, which is to encourage great local music, give it a platform, and also help other acts locally and nationally to get on the stage and get in front of people in Reading. So it's kind of win-win, really.
Yeah, I totally agree. And obviously Reading has Reading and Leeds Festival. It's been there, it's the giant there. But I'm also interested in the other 51 weeks of the year as well, and the local talent. And there's a few, we can be proud of quite a few bands and acts now, I think, in Reading. And I was saying to someone else the other day, Liverpool in the 60s, Manchester in the 90s a little bit. And I think this is our time for Reading, sort of homegrown talent within Reading as well.
And I think there's definitely more of a buzz for Reading bands than there has been for a long time. And I just think it's a case of really building on that and keeping that momentum going. I think, obviously the obvious names are your Sendero Karmas and your Amazons and your Valerises. I do feel that, there was a real chance for that momentum to be lost after the pandemic kicked in. And I really hope that isn't the case. And I think also there's a lot of great talent from a real variety. You've got OSP in hip hop. You've got Junior Watson in reggae. You've got, obviously, Keep Cats, I'm a huge fan of. And they may possibly be one of my suggestions for another track for you to play.
Yeah, sure. Should we play one of them? Shall we?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I mean, they're really close to my heart, as they are for a lot of us in Reading, I think. I know they're sort of semi-Guildford, but we forget about that. It's just been a brilliant way they've built up in this area,
Let's play a Keep Catch track. Is there a particular one, or shall I pick one?
Yes, please. I'd like to go for All You Got Left, please, because that's got a special place in my heart. We ended up using it on one of the promo videos for the 2019 festival. And it's just, you've got that real kind of proud feeling of what they are and what they're making. The music is so good. They're fantastic live. I think there's so many of us, Dave, Sid, loads of us all rooting for them. And they deserve to be massive. It's as simple as that.
Let's have a listen now then.
Hot time children, mom is in the kitchen. What's she thinking? What's she been drinking now? How? Hot time children, mom, she's screaming. Not gonna lie, it's starting to scare me now. How? Is there a place you know? A place you can go? Oh. She would've left you for dead. She's all you got left.
So that was Keep Cats. And I'm here with Pete Wheeler. We're talking about the Ready Pop Festival for 22. So who else have we got on the lineup this year?
Cool. So we've got Romeo and Michelle Stoddart from the Magic Numbers doing an acoustic duo set. We have Stealing Sheep, who I'm very excited about. Fantastic kind of electropop, all-female trio from Liverpool. Jesus Jones, obviously they're a bit of an old favourite for many of us.
Yeah,
from
I like them.
DJ Format, who unfortunately we couldn't get to play the Fiesta, so he's going to play this instead. And Sunscreen, I don't know if you remember them, early 90s.
Yeah.
Apparently they found out from the promo of this that they actually supported Jesus Jones back in the day. But again, like energetic dance stuff. I mean, obviously we've had all the Orb and 808 State, and they're kind of like gonna do something on a similar similar vein. Transglobal Underground, I'm extremely excited about that. Again, we were talking in the break, if I can say that, while Keep Cats were playing, we were talking about WOMAD being back in Reading back in the day. And I remember very vividly seeing Transglobal Underground play the Whirligig in the Rivermead Center, and how good that was. And I'm really excited to have them playing the festival, on closing the Sunday night. In fact, that's an exclusive for you. That's what they're going to be doing.
Wow, fantastic.
And Nigel Clark from Dodgy and Brother Zulu, who I'm going to talk about very quickly because they're also going to headline our launch party we've just announced at the Purple Turtle, which is on the 19th of March. And we also have OSP, fantastic local hip-hop act, and Hattie Taylor, who is one half of Vienna Ditto.
Nice.
And so we've got all three of them playing as a free entry gig. And we will also be, providing we can, contractually, we'll be letting it slip a lot of the other acts that we're going to have playing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in the form of a playlist that will play between the bands. So that's going to be a really fun night at the Turtle on the 19th of March, Saturday night. Brother Zulu are like a cross between Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars and Jungle. They have this amazing kind of new modern soul sound to them, and I really, really rate them and think they'll be a lot of fun to headline that gig and to see at the festival. So
nice. Yeah, well, I'll be there. And how do people get your attention then when they want to? Obviously, for this year, the lineup is almost there. So if any listeners, because we're a national podcast, if they want to play or get your attention, what do they have to do? Do they have to buy you loads of drinks? No, do they have to?
I mean, that is a tactic that has been known to it. No, not at all.
And, what's the sort of process you go through trying to put a shape together of, you know, who to play and stuff?
So it's very much a case of getting in contact and sending information over. There's festival at readypop.co.uk. That's readpop.co.uk. But we also have a local application, which we put out in January and is now closed. And that was done in conjunction with BBC Introducing in Berkshire. And so there is very much an emphasis on getting a really diverse, exciting lineup of local talent, and really trying to kind of go in a lot of different directions genre wise. So that's very much a large part of the application process. Definitely worth sending stuff over, but it is all done for this year on the main side of things. With just, like I say, just throwing a few extra ones in there, but that's all in conversation. But
any of our listeners are more than welcome to buy tickets and come along anyway this year as well, because tickets are on sale yet, are they? Not yet? Or?
That's right. No, they're all on sale now. They're selling very well. It's just weekend tickets at the moment. There will be day tickets eventually. I mean, it's £45.50 for a first release weekend ticket, which is for the 3 days, and you get to see everyone that I've talked about. So, and more importantly, you're supporting the Ready Pop charity, because all of the money, 100% of the profit made, is going to Ready Pop. So strongly advise doing that. It's can I quickly keep my plug going?
Go for it.
Cool. So it's readypop.co.uk/festival. Or if you head onto any of our socials, you'll see the links on there. But those first release tickets are selling really fast, actually. So Yeah, and the ticket prices will go up, but yeah, it's well worth coming down. You've got free tickets for kids as well. If they're under 14, you can get them in free with you. So yeah, hoping
it,
for
it's family friendly as well. Yeah, it is.
That's right. Yeah, so there's a family area that runs on the Saturday and the Sunday, so it's very much a mix for everyone. There's like a Reading Indie Market, get involved as well, and we have stalls from them. We have a little record shop there, local craft beer and real ale. So yeah, nice. lots for everyone, really.
Yeah, brilliant. So should we have some more music? Who should we play next? Who do you want to play next?
I think I'm gonna ask you to play Transglobal Underground, Temple Head, because as I say, they are a special band playing who I think a lot of people will enjoy, whether they've heard of them or not. But this track has a special place in my heart. Coming from back in 94, saw them at Little Free Festival down in Brighton, and as I say, also the WOMED Festival in Reading, and it's a banger.
About the road you take and the record you make. We can all get an equal slice of the cake and create a perfect world for every nation. Then pass it down to the next generation. It's not impossible for us to get that far. All we gotta do is change the way we are. So stop chasing that fast car with the bar. I love to say peace and nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah.
So I'm here with Pete Wheeler. Hi, Pete. That was Temple Head. Good choice. I love that track.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It still sounds good today.
And so what else are you planning for the festival this year, for Ready Pop Festival?
So what we're doing for the first time is also having an in-conversation session, which will be on the Saturday afternoon. And we've brought in Stephen Morris, who is, of course, the drummer from New Order, and before that, Joy Division. Nice. And also Richard Jobson from The Skids, who also obviously makes his own films and has been involved in all sorts of things over the years. And we think they'll be really, really interesting people to talk to. We've got other people that we're lining up now as well to complete that lineup, and of course a host for it. And it's just something we want to do a little different. I was fortunate enough to see Stephen Morris at an In Conversation at a Mosley Folk Festival in 2019, and he was just brilliant. It's obviously his experience, his knowledge, you know, his funny stories, they're really, really inspiring, I think, for people who are musicians and who you know, who are fascinated by that era and by the kind of post-punk world, really. And I think you know, having that opportunity to hear them talk and perhaps even, you know, kind of question and answer element to it is something we really wanted to bring to the festival and add to that the kind of earlier part before we crack on with a load of bands and DJs and have a few drinks. So
that's a really good idea, because you don't often see that, do you, at festivals? And it's nice to sort of get a bit of chat as well going, and you know, just people ask questions and get to meet people that they've seen before or they wanted to meet. That's a really good idea.
It's just something I think we were keen to do, something a little different than just the sort of general format of a bunch of bands in a field.
Yeah, there are workshops as well, aren't there? Well, there used to be workshops, and drum workshops and things like that.
Absolutely, there'll be drums, and there'll be probably dancing that we've had before. We had street dancing workshops, we've had circus workshops, and that's a big part of our family area, but that's for all ages as well. And it links in very well with what Ready Pop do day to day as a charity, and working with people just to develop their passion for music and give them more opportunities to develop that.
And do the charity give you pretty much free rein, or do you have to sort of keep going backwards and forwards? I guess they're managing the a lot of the operational costs and that. Did you get any other donors or companies sponsor or anything like that?
I mean, the Purple Turtle are playing a large part in that area this year. They have done so also for the first three festivals, so it is good to have them back. And And they run the bars, which is a good job to get off our hands, so we can focus on the kind of the more arts and music side. But also, they help out the charity as well, and help out with the ability to put the whole event on. So that's kind of one of the key areas they're involved in.
What's the last track that we can play for you then, Pete?
The last track I'd like you to play is by the local hip-hop act that I mentioned earlier, who are playing both the launch party on the 19th of March and the Ready Pop Festival itself, and they're called OSP, and this is their new track called Breathe. And the link for this is that they're actually the first track, this is the first track to be released from Ready Pop's own record label called Riser, which is also supporting Taylor, Amia Ray and Kay Kane at this point in time, and hopefully growing from there. So they're very much focused on the local artists of the Reading area, and I think OSP are a fantastic live hip-hop act that are going to be impressing a lot of people come this July and also March. So this is their track, Breathe.
Let me just breathe for a minute and let my words speak to your spirit. I'm burying my soul, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. Love could be everywhere, but we won't breathe for a minute, so we won't even speak for our spirit. We're losing control, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. It's like nobody cares.
I said I got a feeling, I said it in a feeling. I said we live it up, we can live it up this evening. We're fighting for our freedom, we're fighting for our freedom. We're fighting for the justice of how they dealt with Stephen. All these youths are out here fighting for no reason. it could get messy. If none of them are eaten, how do they aspire? Who do they believe in? Who is in a trap and whose mother is grieving? Look, this could be our last meal. Who is on a beef team? When it's all said and done, they're similar to vegans. On the other hand now, the hand that they squeeze with, they say Hail Mary while they're squeezing out a demon. Awake more than I'm sleeping, I dream more than I'm breathing. I'm living for the moment, I feel my heart is beating. Back, 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 I feel my heart is bleeding. I'm fighting to the death to stay alive and find a meaning.
Let me just breathe for a minute and let my words speak to your spirit. I'm burying my soul, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. Love could be everywhere, but we won't breathe for a minute, so we won't even speak for our spirit. We're losing control, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. Like nobody cares.
Look, open my front door, what do I see? Hopefully no trouble waiting for we. What day and age do I live in? Yeah. Where people get glamorized for their killing. And real gangsters do it through the system. Yeah. So wake up, now you think twice to stay up, stay up. They can take your herbs and essentials, ain't nothing you can say, bruh. Be cautious when you're walking on the road, on your own. Remember, friends can turn to foe. Once upon a time, bro, fed up of living in a system where there's a sense of fake freedom. People talking for years and years, see nobody don't hear them. Now they must feel, when we ignite the fire. We all know the things we do require, but we also know that evil lurks in dreams and desires. I feel like I'm guarded from the negativity, from my ire, force. Bob called it a natural mystic, it's mad to actually feel it. So can you actually hear me?
Let me just breathe for a minute and let my words speak to your spirit. I'm burying my soul, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. Love could be everywhere, but we won't breathe for a minute, so we won't even speak for our spirit. Losing control, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. It's like nobody cares.
What we knowing, who we showing, where we going with this? Sowing these unholy omens, what we growing with this? Living as if the natural beauty in your soul don't exist. Let's stick a blade into your cello for a phone and a Twix. He made us in his everlasting and gracious image. Them pagans killed it, paint and sealed it to break your spirit. We started training killers, mother started raising strippers. Hate became a syphilis in us, that's why I'm screaming I love you. Every single one of you, I don't ever wanna forget that you're all my brothers too. Hey listen my sister, believe I'm never dissing. No, the system gives you pain you couldn't fix with a prescription. But no, for you my heart is on this page and it's bleeding. Some mistake my passion for a rage when I'm speaking. It ain't even, yo I don't judge, I've only been one to love. So I know in my soul how much more we'd grow if we could
let
only
me just breathe for a minute and let my words speak to your spirit. I'm burying my soul, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. Love could be everywhere, but we won't breathe for a minute, so we won't even speak for our spirit. We're losing control, I feel it in the beat, I feel it in the air. It's like nobody cares.
You're listening to The New Music Show, playing new releases from around the UK.
So thank you very much, Pete, for coming on the show. And telling us all about Ready Pop Festival.
July the 8th to the 10th. It's at Christchurch Meadows in Caversham, Reading, which is where a lot of people go for the beer festival. And it's going to be awesome.
Brilliant. No, I really appreciate your time. I know you're a very busy man. But thanks so much for coming on the show. And we'll play some more tracks. And just keep, if you hear any other people, just send them in and we'll play them on the show as well. So thank you so much for your time tonight.
You're very welcome, Pete. Thank you.
You're listening to The New Music Show with Pete Doyle.